Today's presentation is going to be focused on that JMH benchmark that you see on the left-hand side here. We're trying to figure out how fast it is to run a string charat. Essentially, we're dealing with two types of a string that is Latin 1, so a standard string with just A to Z characters, and the other one is a UTF-8/16 string. For today, what we want to also remember a little bit how string charat works. The way it works is got a basic check to see whether this is a Latin 1 string. If it is, it delegates to a string Latin 1 charat, otherwise a string UTF-8, where its character is two bytes instead of one. Okay? Something that might be worth remembering is how a string Latin 1 charat works. All it does really is check the index. Is the index within the boundaries of the string that I'm trying to locate, or the character I'm trying to locate? And then all it does is tracks the character, sends it back. Simple. String UTF-8 is very similar, slightly more complicated. We got two characters per string, but for this today it's not so important. But it's important to remember a little bit how this works, the string Latin 1 charat. And what you see on the right-hand side, that is the code that JMH generates for an average time benchmark. So basically what it does, it wraps your own benchmark around some code where it starts by taking the start time, then it goes into a loop and invokes your method all the time, pom, 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 counts the number of operations until it's done. It's done is basically a volatile Boolean, and then it calculates the stop time, and then it's got the time, it's got the operations, boom, it can calculate, simple. So, we're gonna do next, let's run it, okay? So, let's go here, is this big enough? So let's run this benchmark. We're gonna run it in a slightly novel way. Novel, because this is the first time that I'm showing this to the outside world. What you're seeing is we're benchmarking GraalVM native image. We basically, before this talk, I wrapped the benchmark into a GraalVM native image, and what I'm doing here is I'm basically invoking the native binary, which is a target build benchmarks, and you can see from the VM version that there is some clues here. We're running on a substrate VM, so this is not hotspot. This is the VM that runs GraalVM native images, and we see we're running GraalVM community edition. So this is the first time this is shown live outside of my team. And we're getting some numbers, okay? So here at the bottom you can see some numbers. Let me put them a little bit higher up. So there is a few questions we can ask about these numbers. First one, are these numbers fast or are they slow? That's a little bit hard for us to know because first, you don't know what the specs of this machine are. And second, you don't have any point of reference to compare with. And the other question is, you might be wondering, who am I? So let's go to that first. Who am I? I'm an engineer at the OpenJDK team at Red Hat. I work on GraalVM native image and also on hotspot JIT compilers. And for today, the most important thing is I am the creator of the JMH extension that you're seeing in action there. What it allows us to do this JMH extension is essentially benchmark Java code when it's running inside a GraalVM native image. So let's go back to our numbers. What we wanted to answer first is whether this were fast or slow. But before we get there, there's something a little bit odd going on here. We've got Latin 1 being slower than UTF-8/16 by quite a bit. And this is slightly surprising. If anything, they should be roughly about the same in performance, one would expect. If anything, one would expect maybe UTF-8/16 to be slightly slower because it's a more complex implementation. But this is surprising. Okay, so what do? Let's profile it. How can we profile it? We can profile it by hooking in a profiler, such as this profiler here that you see. This is one that we've created specifically for this work, for the GraalVM native image. What it does, it wraps the JMH invocation into the native invoker here around a perfect core invocation, and we added in a call graph parameter in order to use the dwarf debug info symbols available for native images in order to then extract to be able to match what it is, the assembly, with what code we're running. The numbers here are not so important. The most important thing is that out of each benchmark we get a perf binary output here. Okay? And then what we can do is we can inspect it. How can we inspect it? We can basically call perf annotate, and we're going to open it. Can you see it at the bottom here? I'm basically going to go. I'm going to start with LATI1. Now, we're going to see some assembly. I'm not going to go into a lot of depth. I've got backup slides explaining things in quite a lot of detail, but we're going to try to understand a little bit the flow of what's going on when we go here. So, what we see is that for the Latin one, it tells us that the first method it jumps to is the string Latin one charat. Okay, we saw it earlier. This is the method that gets called for a string charat. Okay, this is the implementation. We see that there is a check in this call. This is the call that we saw earlier, which actually is not exactly the same call, but it's one that is underneath that. And that's pretty much what we need to know at this stage. We can move around a little bit. Here, what we see now, this is the actual JMH generated code that is calling into our charat benchmark. Good. And then here, what we see here is this is the string, it's been something interesting has happened here. Oh yeah, no. This is our string charat, charat Latin, which is calling is to a string charat. And then here's where I wanted to get to. This is basically a string charat. That basically what it's doing is, the most important thing here, is calling this to a string Latin one charat. Okay, so we see a little bit the chain of all the calls in a little bit slightly different way, but we see our benchmark calling to a string charat calling to a string Latin one charat, etc. Okay, that's how it works for Latin one. What about UTF-8/16? Okay, so let's go here. Where are we? We're in a string charat. Okay, so what do we have down here? We see a lot of knobs, a lot of things. We got the check index, but there's nothing else. So what you see in there in the screen is that the string UTF-8/16 charat implementation has been inlined into a string charat. So we can make a theory here. I can make a theory saying the reason why UTF-8/16 was performing better than a string Latin one was because UTF-8/16 charat was inlined into a string. String charat. Okay, that's a theory I have. Now, how can I prove it? I can prove it. Let's prove it. What can we do? We're going to rebuild a native binary, and we're going to rebuild it passing in a parameter called max nodes in trivial method 40. Okay, so let me make it a bit clearer what we're doing. This parameter here. While that builds, I'm going to explain what's going on. The Graal compiler will inline, one of the conditions for inlining a method is when a method is considered trivial. What does it mean for a method to be trivial? It means that inside the method, the compiler graph has 20 nodes or less. So what I'm doing here is I'm telling, hey, go and inline those methods that have got 40 nodes instead of 20. Okay, so I'm basically giving it more budget to inline bigger methods. And we're going to see what happens then when we do that. So this is native image, so it does the build. And then basically, eventually, it comes down to the button. Okay, we got it running.